Aditi Bandlamudi. A San Francisco political organizer and former building commissioner has reportedly resigned his position with a housing nonprofit. That's after a news story revealed that three women have accused him of sexual abuse, assault, and stalking. San Francisco Standard senior reporter Josh Kane talked with the women, who say John Jacobo was violent and threatening.
They filed these police reports after seeing a woman come forward in 2021 accusing him of rape, and they realized that they weren't alone. They do feel like police in San Francisco have not fully investigated their cases. I spoke with witnesses who spoke with women at the time of these events and said they never were contacted by officers.
San Francisco police say they are investigating. A city supervisor has also called for a hearing on the police handling of sexual assault cases. In San Jose, city leaders have chosen a former police officer as the city's new independent police auditor. KQED's Joseph Jiha reports.
The city council approved Mayor Matt Mahan's choice of Eddie Aubrey for the auditor's role. Aubrey currently investigates police misconduct for Richmond's police department. He's also done police oversight work in Fresno and has served as a judge and prosecutor. Addressing potential concerns about a former officer auditing police, Aubrey pointed to his 15-year track record of oversight work.
Officers have been terminated, they've been suspended, and what folks have told me is they said, you actually walk the walk. What you say is what you do about fair, unbiased, neutral investigations, no matter which side it ends up on.
Aubrey will replace the current interim police auditor, Karen Sununu Towery. He's set to start work on May 6th. I'm Joseph Jiha, KQED News.
This story is at kqed.org. I'm Aditi Bandlamudi.